The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Money doesn't necessarily mean happiness. A man with $10 million is not much happier than a man with $9 million.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will come to order, but before we get on with the business at hand, Ginger, I happened to glance at some of the minutes, and they have the dollar sign scribbled all over them. Why must you doodle like that?
Why, Mr. Holtz, Lamb of Pie, I was just doodling what comes naturally.
The dollar signs come naturally, Lammy Pie? Well, not to me, they don't.
Which reminds me, Mr. Holtz, you spend so much time with this club. What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? Dear, haven't you ever seen me on the stage?
Why, certainly, sugar. What do you do for a living?
Say, look, Ginger, please. I'm too tired to argue with you.
Oh, I know, Mr. Holtz. Everybody says you're a pretty tired comedian.
Well, thank you, thank you. I may be tired, but I'm not so tired that I can't tell one of my stories. Here's a little story that happened in Brooklyn. About 9:30 in the evening, there's a knock on the door of Mrs. O'Leary. She opens up the door. She says, how do you do? How do you do, and what can I do for you? He says, I'm Hogan. He says, I'm the man who owns the pool room. And your husband, he loves to come in to play a little pool. She says, he does. That's the most fantastic thing. It's fantastic. He loves to play pool. He says, well, sir, your husband, O'Leary, he comes in about 7:30. He says, I'll play anyone for $100. He plays and he loses. She says, my husband lost $100. He says, yes. She says, that's the most fantastic thing. Fantastic is the word. He loves to gamble. Well, he says, I told him to stop, but he wouldn't. And he lost another $100. I says, O'Leary, it's not your night. Stop. But he wouldn't stop. And his wife says, it's fantastic. He'll never stop gambling. He never stops gambling. Well, to make a long story longer, at the end of the night, he lost $1,100. And his wife says, O'Leary lost $1,100, and he says he did. Mrs. O'Leary says he should drop dead. The fellow says, that's what I came to tell you. Oh, by the way, Ginger, I hope this won't be, I hope it won't be too hard on your brain, but if you can find a clean piece of paper in your notebook, I'd like you to put down the name of a new member I just brought in. His name is Ross.
All right. Mr. Moss.
No, Ginger. Not Moss. Ross. You know, LMNOPQR.
Oh, of course. Mr. Lemon OPQR.
Love that girl. Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.